bless you this morning. We exalt you. Lord, we bless your name, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We honor you, O Lord. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We bow before you. We lift your name higher. We say you are God. You are not a man. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, O Lord. We honor you. We bless you. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised and adored. We return all glory unto you. Lord, we return all honor unto you. For you, the Lord, you are great. Lord, we bless your name. Thank you, Father, for in you we live, in you we breathe. For it is in you that we have our being. For we are nothing beside you. We are nothing outside of your grace. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you. We say, Lord, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 26th of November, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy over your life. Honor him, for his God is good and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare the grace and the mercy of the Lord upon me. As I step out today, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is my portion. As I go today, I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I go today. I go with the presence of the Lord. He has said that he will go before me and make every crooked place straight. The hand of the Lord is upon my life. The grace of the Lord is made available unto me. I declare that I take prophetic stand over this day in the name of Jesus. I declare I take delivery of God's provision for me today in the name of Jesus. I cancel every evil agenda over my day in the name of Jesus. I speak favor into my day. I speak blessing into my day. I speak stability into my day in the name of Jesus. I overturn every satanic agenda over my day today in the name of Jesus. Your agenda is frustrated in the name of Jesus. The tokens of the liar is frustrated over me in the name of Jesus. I promote the agenda of grace over my day, the agenda of blessing over my day. Satanic conspiracy over me is frustrated and they are scattered in the name of Jesus. Any weapon that is put together into this day to stand against me, you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. My day is blessed in the name of Jesus. I speak to every second, every minute, every hour of this day. You will produce the blessings of God for me. In the name of Jesus, you will produce the evidence of divine favor upon my life in the name of Jesus. I receive help from the Lord today in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare today, I stand in the word of the Lord. I bind every spirit of error in the name of Jesus. I will not fall into error. I will not fall into tragedy, for the spirit of the Lord directs me in the name of Jesus. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy, for the Lord order my step in the name of Jesus. The gate of blessings of this day is open unto me. I declare today that the glory of the Lord overshadow me. The glory of the Lord overshadow this day in the name of Jesus. I declare your presence go before me as a shield and as a defense for me in the name of Jesus. The presence of the Lord becomes my protection. Your glory becomes my covering. The fire of Holy Ghost becomes my defense in the name of Jesus. I set confusion into the camp of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I declare acceleration into my day. I declare speed and accuracy into my day today in the name of Jesus. I declare every gathering that is not of God, any gathering that will not support the blessings of the Lord for my life, they are scattered today in the name of Jesus. I possess the gate of the blessings of this day in the name of Jesus. I walk in the provision of the Lord for me today. I speak to you this day that you will yield your increase for me. In the name of Jesus, I am going forward. I am moving forward. I am advancing in all that I do. In the name of Jesus, I possess this day by the fire of the Lord. The favor of the Lord becomes my experience. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, you are not a continuation of evil. You are a new day that the Lord has made for me. I erase every demonic word that has been spoken into this day by the blood of Jesus. I cancel evil words, evil confession, evil words that are spoken concerning me, that are spoken into my life carelessly or intentionally. I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. Evil word that is spoken against me, either from me or against me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I cancel every demonic language, demonic experience, every demonic transaction from the dream that I want to manifest in my day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I declare into this day the language of blessing, the language of favor, the language of grace. I declare the language of peace into my day in the name of Jesus. I declare that this day I walk into open doors that the Spirit of the Lord has secured for me. In the name of Jesus, my life is preserved by the blood of Jesus. I declare today that the Lord open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, the light of God shine upon me. I declare I am not seated in the darkness of this world. I am not seated in the corners of sickness and infirmity, but I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. I cancel every evil experience that is programmed into this day in the name of Jesus. I declare blessings of the Lord upon me in the name of Jesus. I speak to this day that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I want to remind you of our program that is coming up tomorrow by the grace of God. Tomorrow, Thursday, 27th of November, 2025. I want you to put it in mind. The program is going to start by 12 noon by the grace of God at our place of fellowship, Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena, Ijokodo Junction, Sango, Eleyeli Road. Remember, the program is going to start by 12 by the grace of God. If you have ever attended the program, you know we don't waste time. We will always start by 12 and finish at the allotted time. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. And I want to encourage you as well. Beloved, always pray for this nation. If it's a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, remember to say a word of prayer for Nigeria. That the hand of the Lord will be upon this nation. That the mercy of the Lord will not depart from us in the name of Jesus. That the hand of the Lord will be upon Nigeria. That the Lord will take charge of this nation, that will take this nation for the Lord, the government, the people, the land, and all its wealth, that the hand of the Lord will secure our borders in the name of Jesus. Let us remember to pray for all missionaries all over the world, especially in this nation, in the northern part of Nigeria, everywhere in this nation, that the grace of God will be upon them, that the presence of God will not depart from them, that the Lord will be with them as a shield of protection, that the Lord will uphold them in his righteousness, that the Lord will arise and fight for the cause of the gospel in this nation, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today, by the grace of God, I would have wanted us to continue in the prayer that we had yesterday. But by the leading of the Lord, I believe that this word is for somebody today. I don't know when you are going to be listening. Maybe today. We are going to be reading from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and verse 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, that's verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. I read again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. There is no exception there, but to trust in the Lord completely. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own strength. Do not rely on your own ability, but for you to completely trust in the Lord, trust in him, that the Lord is able to give you direction, to lead you to the path that is right, to give you direction to the destination he has ordained for you. Beloved, I want you to understand this morning, this is the word of the Lord for you. Direction for the way of life is given by your absolute trust in the Lord. You want direction in marriage, you have to rely on the Lord absolutely. Do not rely on what you see by sight, but rely on your faith in the Lord. Rely absolutely on the Lord. Listen, dearly beloved, do not mistake this. God may not give you the full picture of your desired destination. It might not give you a full map of where you are going, but one thing is sure, it will give you direction. The Lord spoke to Abram, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. The Lord told Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I repeat that statement again. To a land that I will show you. To a land that I will show you does not really feel like a map of a destination promised to Abraham. But Abraham staggered not to the promises of God with unbelief. He trusted in the Lord completely and absolutely. The Lord will give you direction. It will be the lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Even when the road is dark and gloomy, you are not walking alone. He is with you. He will give you direction. It will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. So you cannot miss road when you trust in the Lord completely. When you trust in the Lord absolutely. Not relying on your own understanding. Not trying to go through life by the experiences of men. Not trying to interpret God's word for you by the experiences of people that you see around you. I have said these times without number on this platform, and by the grace of God on every platform that I've been able to minister the word of the Lord. You cannot use the experiences of life to interpret the word of God. It will not work, because it is God's word. It is the word of God, not the word of man. You are to trust in his word absolutely. Beloved, understand that trusting in God does not mean that tension will not come, or that doubt will leave you alone. That tension and doubt will not come, or that it will leave you alone. But it is you that you take your ground and trust in the Lord absolutely and completely, because he has said that he will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. He will never leave you alone. Once you trust in him absolutely and completely, you don't allow doubt and tension to drive you out of the presence of God. You have to stand before him, submitting yourself unto him. The Lord, I submit my strength, my days, my knowledge, my ability, my wealth, my riches, my reach in life, I submit it unto you. Lord, what you are to do for me, I may not understand, but I can see by the eyes of faith. I can see by the eyes of the trust that I have in you, that you, the Lord, that you have begun this good work in my life, that you have begun this good thing in me. You are able to bring it unto completion. You are able to bring it unto perfection, even unto the day of the coming of my Lord Jesus. Even though the journey I may not understand, but I stand by you. Even though I may not understand what you are doing, but I choose to obey your word. I trust in you absolutely and completely. I rely upon your word that you have spoken unto me, but I trust in you. I stand in you. I don't know what you are doing, but I obey. I choose to trust you in all that I do, standing unto the Lord and giving it up unto him. When it seems that others are going right and his direction is telling you to go the other way, even though it might not make sense to them, but you stand, take your stand in the word of the Lord, in that word that he has given you, that as you go, he has said that even when you go through fire, he's going to be with you. When you pass through waters, when you pass through all these, that he will not allow the evil to haunt you, because it's the Lord that has spoken to you. It's the Lord that has said unto you that he's going to be with you. He will carry you all the days of your life. All you need to do is trust in him. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Beloved, acknowledge him in all you do. When you are on the pinnacle of your career, acknowledge him. When you are on the mountain top and it seems as if this is the highest, it seems as if all is working smooth for you, acknowledge him. When you are in the lowest point of your life, it seems that nothing is working, acknowledge him. With the eyes of faith, see God working it out for you. See him taking you through the step of life. Acknowledge the Lord in all you do. Follow him as he directs you. It will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. It will give you direction. You might not see the picture physically, but right within you, a joy is born bubbling up with you that, oh, I know that my destination is glorious. I know that that place is taking me to. It's a place of joy and peace. And as I trust in Him, I rely on Him. I identify with His grace upon my life. I identify with His direction. I know I will get to my destination in the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop here for time and space. And I want to encourage you, stand with the Lord. Trust in Him. Trust in Him completely in all that you do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. In the name of Jesus. I bless you this morning in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming. Prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. He is coming soon and very soon. In our own eyes, we are beginning to see the prophecies of the scripture being fulfilled. Prepare yourself for His coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.